Texas. This is Big Ideas Small Business with Laura Cameron and Brian Gendron. And you're listening to the music of Houston local Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
The city life is... Hey, Brian. What's going on?
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I took a trip out to L.A. Yeah, I went to Digital Marketers Content and Commerce
Marketing Content and Commerce.
Yeah, it was really super cool.
Good.
Yeah, it was basically talking about content marketing and, you know, basically the latest and greatest in e-commerce and just some really cool cutting-edge stuff from quite a number of different speakers and... a bunch of different companies there exhibiting, talking about the latest and greatest in digital marketing.
Terrific.
And, you know, I was pretty blown away by a lot of it. Took home some really great takeaways, including Facebook Live is the next big thing for digital marketing.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, as we're on Facebook Live right now. So, wow, that's terrific. And then, yeah, and then you were, like, I saw Emmys. Was you right in the mix during the Emmys, I guess, right?
Yeah, so the hotel that the conference was in, actually, the Emmys were going on right next door. So there I am in my business casual walking downstairs into the lobby, and there's, you know,
on the red carpet.
LA's finest in their... ball gowns and tuxes and
wow.
Even kimonos and just, you know, that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, I actually didn't really recognize anyone. You know, if they were famous, then I guess I've just been too busy working and
sure.
I didn't notice. But
too busy running a small business.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, later we're going to talk about Infusionsoft, so I'm sure we can dive in a little bit into some
cool.
of the things you learned out there. And then, of course,
yeah.
Laura just got back. I'm like, vicariously living through you because I've had a tough run the last couple weeks, but you just got back from Big Bend.
So I did end up, unfortunately, I ended up getting a cold at the Content and Commerce Summit. You know, when there's a lot of people walking around, I guess bugs get transferred easily, and my cold somehow turned into bronchitis, so I was sick last week, kind of choking up a lung, and got better from that, and took a little vacation to Big Bend National Park, which is, if you don't know, it's one of the biggest, most glorious places to visit in Texas. It's kind of a desert. It's actually 10 or 11 mile drive from, I mean, hour drive from Houston, so it's not real super easy to get to. I've always wanted to go, and just, you know, I mean, that long of a drive, you've got to take off, you know, a little bit of time to be able to get there, get back, and have a little time to spend enjoying the park. So
yeah, it's, you know, I'll say this as a small business owner, it's terrific to know you're able to get away. Either either you're at a point where you can do it, or you set up your business that you can actually run it from remote.
Right.
There's internet.
Or you just
Big Bend.
Or you just make the decision that, you know, you've got to take care of yourself, and part
That's
of taking
right.
care of yourself is taking time off or
mental
doing,
health.
Mental health,
yeah.
And you know, the saying, put your own mask on first when you're in the airplane.
Right.
You know, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to be there for your customers.
Sure.
So I think it's important to, you know, it's not always easy. It certainly wasn't easy this time to even take time off. But, you know, my boyfriend had some vacation, and we've always wanted to go to Big Bend, and it was well worth the trip.
Got to do it. Well, that's excellent. Well, yeah, I mean, as I said, I've had kind of a tough run. My wallet got stolen out of my locker at the gym.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with business credit cards
that's
in
awful.
It. So that made for, instead of working, helping my customers all evening, I was on the phone with all my banks, canceling
that's
cards.
Terrible.
And, so that was kind of a pain. And then I got a new car. I was at a customer location, and somebody hit and run my car.
Yeah. What?
Didn't leave a note.
No.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll be getting some body work done while I'm out of town this weekend.
Wow. But, you've had a string of bad luck.
It was. Yeah. That was all last week. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a bad week. But that's okay. This is a new week. It's actually been off to a good start. I'm glad. It's just the fact that we've reconnected after a few weeks of hiatus.
Yeah.
I think we're off to a good start. So today on Big Ideas Small Business, we were going to relive and rethink about the time where we were absolutely bananas crazy and decided that we wanted to start our own business.
Yeah.
The reason that I have a friend of mine who's in the process of starting his own business, he asked me to be on the board of directors, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And it helped me get back to that moment. And it's almost, I don't know if you can do it, if you can get to the exact moment or if it was kind of drawn out, but when did you know that you were going to do this, that you're crazy?
Well, I mean, we're sitting here at Rice University in the business school, the Jones Graduate School. I went to Rice here, got my degree in business, and I guess I always knew I wanted to do marketing since I was in my undergrad degree. I actually double majored in geology and French, and I loved geology, and I went into the oil industry, and I was in the oil industry for like 12 years. But I did get my MBA, and part of the reason was because I had always thought I'd like to start my own business one day, but exactly when that moment was going to be and what exact business I was going to start or how that was going to look, I hadn't necessarily solidified that. It was just,
isn't that true? I mean, yeah. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to do it, and I think when I was growing up, my dad would say, "You can either, you know, we're going to save some money for you, and you can either use that to go to college or you can start a business."
Mm-hmm.
And there really actually wasn't much money by the time I got there, but I did have to go to college, so I wasn't ready yet. But I knew that I wanted to, and then I set some goals that I'd have a business by the time I'm 35, and here I am, rounding 34, heading on 35, and you know, got the, you know, it's, and to me, you can have a business, but it's not until it's a real successful business. And luckily, just over the last few months, my business has really started to solidify and mature. So,
I will say also, you know, I did go to business school. I did get my MBA, but I would say no one can really prepare you for starting a business.
Sure.
You know, and the other thing is that even when you, I think business school or an MBA does prepare you for making difficult decisions. It gives you a lot of skills that you'll need to run your business and you know, do what you need to do to be successful. But as far as like the actual details of what's actually going to be required or what kinds of decisions you're really going to have to make, I think, you know, you don't really know until you get there.
Well, everybody who's done it, you know, they think you're crazy. Everybody who you're telling it to, and I remember looking at people's faces when I was like, okay, I've got this great idea. I'd even show them a well thought out 3-year plan, a spreadsheet, and I could just see, you know, and certainly there's absolutely a level of risk aversion that I guess I lack. And you just again, you have to be crazy, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, even, you know, My sister, she doesn't like she's okay with rollerblading. She doesn't like skiing. She doesn't like things that go fast. Like, she's, you know, she's very kind of, she likes being comfortable. She's rather risk averse. And then I'm the other one. I'm like scuba diving, skiing, you know, I want to like go fast on my bike down hills. And, you know, I'm much more just like go for it and say, oh crap, later.
Right.
You know, and you know, that served me well sometimes and sometimes maybe not so well. But, you know, they say Thomas Edison invented like something like 200 or 500 light bulbs before he actually invented one that works.
Right.
So I think like you do have to just go for it. And, you know, that can be a little risky. So if you're not okay with taking that risk, then yeah, you probably, maybe that's not the right time for you. But, you know, I think that you don't succeed unless you fail. And you're not going to succeed at everything. So
yeah, I mean, for me, and I'll be perfectly honest. You know, once the oil downturn in Houston hit, the business that I was in previously was mm-hmm. heavily tied to that industry.
Yeah,
and so that impacted my paycheck.
Wow.
It's hard to tell my wife that we're gonna take a lifestyle down. So we continued on the same lifestyle, and we worked into a pretty good debt. We were able to get out of.
Yeah.
But at the end of that, I was just like, oh. You know, being 40 grand in debt wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And then you look at some of the real successful entrepreneurs, and some of them go in millions and millions and millions of dollars of debt.
Well, I actually heard, I think it was Sandra Yancey, who's the founder of eWomen Network,
mm-hmm.
actually said, she said something that I really remembered. You can't build a building without digging a hole first.
That's it.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us go into debt. And, you know, you need to invest in your business. You have to get the money somewhere. So, you know, and I don't think that's wrong, you know, invest in your business.
And there's a lot of entry points, right? You can either, you know, save and live frugally, or maybe you find a job that pays well for a number of years and put some money aside. Of course, you can always raise money. You know, best place to start is friends and family, and you have to have a good business plan. You can also go to your bank.
Yeah.
Prepare to go to a lot of banks. I know people that get turned away from banks. And then, you know, there's even if you're later in life, you know, in your 40s and 50s, and you wanted to take your 401k and savings and turn that into starting capital, that's a possibility. So one of my hopes out of this podcast is to inspire people that are on the fence. You know, they know they want to do it, kind of like Laura and I, and that plunge is scary, and it is.
Yeah.
And we want to push you.
Yeah. I mean, I had a similar story. I was in oil and gas for 12 years, and the industry crashed. And honestly, my career was just not fulfilling me anymore.
Right.
And I just felt like I was meant for bigger and better things, and that there were just
big ideas.
Yeah, big small ideas business. And small business were out there, and that I just wasn't tapping into it. And I wanted to make an impact that I didn't feel like I was making where I was.
That's what impact was for me. That was the one thing. I'm not making the impact I want to make.
But anyway, right. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. You know, I just felt like there were bigger things that I was meant for, and that being in the corporate job where I was wasn't giving me the opportunity to do whatever that was that was calling me. And so the oil industry crashed, and half the industry got laid off, including me.
Right.
And I took that as basically an excuse as, oh, well, see, I have to start my business now.
And that could be what it takes, right? The net pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would call it an excuse so much as I used that as the reason why it was the right time for me to start my business now.
Right.
And
was there a moment? Do you remember? Because I'm going to get into my exact moment. Do you remember? You know, so obviously you get laid off, and you always wanted to start a business. Was there one where you're just like, I'm going to do
it?
Was there a person you told, or did you call?
Went through a lot of kind of soul searching about it myself. Right. Actually, I came to the conclusion I wanted to start a marketing business, and then I started having all these thoughts in my mind, like, oh, you know, but what if I did this and what if I did that? Like, I could do anything right now. And is this the right thing, you know, for me to do? And it certainly made the most sense for me at the time to do that. And in the end, that's what I did end up doing. But I don't know if it was just like a exact moment for me so much as it was a little more of a soul searching process.
So, yes, and I've got my exact moment, and I don't know if I've told you this, Laura, but it was in San Francisco, California. I went to a conference, and like you, very passionate about marketing, and I've been in the IT industry, and it was the downturn of Houston, and I just wanted to get out of town, and I went to one of these conferences not even knowing what it was, but it turns out it was about marketing, and anyway, the last day, so I was just geeking out on marketing the whole time for 3 days, and the last day there was a keynote speaker, never heard of him before, was Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'll talk a lot about him on the podcast, and I don't know if you know Gary B. Mm-hmm. But he, first of all, he came out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. I'm like, who is this guy coming out to Bone Thugs and Harmony? Mm-hmm. In front of, you know, I was one of the younger people in the crowd. I'm like, they don't get this. But then, you know, he came out and just blew my mind. Huh. And it felt like he was speaking directly to me. And he was mm-hmm. basically like, if you understand, you know, social media, which mm-hmm. if you're under 30, you do.
Yeah.
And if you look around, everybody's attention's here in their mm-hmm. phones. He's like, figure out what you're passionate about and then get here.
Huh.
And he's like, if you get all that, just start a media company. Hmm. I was like, okay, Gary, I'm going to start a media company. So I ran back to my – afterwards, went up and met him, shook his hand. And then he said, he's like, hey, kid, I'm like, I'm going to start a media company, Gary, like you said. And he's like, all right, here you go, kid. Email me when you you finish. And I did email him, by the way, and he emailed me back. But I went back to the hotel and just started typing up a business plan for a media company, which I never started. But that's the moment when I was like, that's it. I'm going to move forward. And maybe about a month and a half later, I came up with an IT company concept, which was a safe play for me because I've been in IT my whole career.
Hmm.
And that's where my network and contacts were and expertise was in. So that was the exact moment it was at that conference.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I definitely went through a period of time when – I basically called up everybody I knew who I thought could be helpful to me in my decision-making process of and I just called them up and set up coffee or lunch. And I had a lot of coffee and lunch with a lot of people that I knew in my network. So
if you're on the fence, drink a lot of coffee,
yeah.
eat a lot of food, and meet with people. But honestly, meet with people you trust.
Right,
and
exactly.
people that you can speak honestly to.
Yeah.
And in some cases, depending on your idea, get an NDA in place. Mm-hmm. You know, there's steps you can take to protect yourself. But that's a good point. Well, Laura, tell me about Infusionsoft. We're going to move on to Tech for Granted, which is our technology segment, and no better person to tell us about Infusionsoft than Laura Kamrath.
Yeah, I'm an Infusionsoft certified partner, and that means that I can help people get set up with Infusionsoft and help them build out marketing campaigns and basically help them use the software. So Infusionsoft is the leading marketing automation and CRM or customer relationship management software for small businesses. I would say it's the leading one because it's has the most functionality at the most reasonable price for a small business. So there are a lot of different email marketing softwares that probably a lot of small businesses,
MailChimp,
small business owners have heard of. Yeah, like MailChimp. There's Constant Contact. There's AWeber. There's a couple like ActiveCampaign has a little bit of marketing automation capability. Infusionsoft just has a lot of functionality that allows you to do a whole bunch of different things, including keep track of your contacts. You know, if you go to a networking event and say you have meaningful conversations with 10 people and collect the cards of 20. Well, you can put all those people immediately into your database. You can actually just scan the card with your phone, tag it, which means like say you met them at the Chamber of Commerce, you can put a tag on that says Chamber of Commerce so you can keep track of where you met people, and then maybe you want to email everybody later that you met at the Chamber of Commerce,
and you can just pull
them up and send an email.
That's the thing, anytime you meet some, that's the big challenge, right? How do I get these business cards into there and get this out and be the fastest, most professional one to do that?
And it makes it so easy to be able to follow up after an event, because what's the point of taking home those 15 or 20 business cards and just stacking them on your desk and leaving them there? You know, that's not helping you. That's not connecting you with them.
Can I make a request real quick to people out there who run their business? Just keep your business cards simple. Don't get too cute. I mean, maybe that's your strategy. I don't know. So you don't get put into these systems, that's where it breaks down.
That's what I would say. You know, I take someone's card and I can scan it and it scans into my system. If you have like your name on one side and your phone number and email on the other side. Now I can't do that.
that's the main one that really bothers me. Yeah. But nobody's perfected this, and really the business cards at some point, I'm a tech guy, have to go away, I think. Yeah. I mean, just there's got to be a better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen systems before that are like, somebody set me up with one at a luncheon where everyone downloaded the app and entered their own personal information.
It's just not taken off.
And you could just, boom, easily transfer it. But, people, it just didn't. Everybody needs to somehow have some sort of easy capability.
Yeah, and I've got two things going on. One, I'm trying to eliminate paper waste for my company, just as a cause that we support for environmental sustainability. But also, you think about things like my thank you cards. I put my business card in there, not for the person that I've given it to. They've already got it, but then they can hand it off to somebody else. So how do you, I guess they can forward it in an email. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it'll ever be completely replaced, but that's always where this technology's broken down a little bit.
But I would say also, going back to Infusionsoft, I hear a lot of people say, I did Facebook ads and it didn't work. Well, there's a reason that it probably didn't work, and it probably didn't work because you didn't have a back end to follow up with the leads you generated from the ad. So Infusionsoft allows you to build what we call a lead capture system. So when you run ads on Facebook, you can actually capture a person's information, somebody who becomes interested in the ad, and you offer them something free, something that will be compelling enough to them for them to give their first name and email in exchange for that item. So if they enter their first name and email, you send them that item, and then you have the right to send them maybe 5 or 8 emails talking about, giving them useful information and introducing your company.
Useful. That's the one thing that, sometimes these are used in a bad way where they try to be funny with their follow-up and things that just in the tagline. Obviously, it's in the attempt to grab my attention.
Yeah.
But I'm a busy guy. I've got a lot going on. Make sure you keep it useful.
And I would also say, you don't want to spam somebody. If you send that person those 5 or 8 emails, then and they don't open a single one, well, maybe they just drop off then.
Yes.
Because
use your data. Use what.
Right, and that's the other thing that Infusionsoft allows you to do is be responsive to the people.
And responsible.
Right. If that person requests a free thing from you and you email it to them and they never open it, even after you've reminded them twice, then maybe they're not interested. So maybe you don't continue to bug them.
Don't.
Infusionsoft lets you be responsive to that behavior, so that because you don't want people in your email list who aren't engaged or don't care.
Right.
Maybe they just were 3 a.m. and just crapping around on Facebook, and I don't know.
Yeah, just don't be noisy, just to be noisy.
I always say in content marketing, any kind of content marketing, be it your Facebook page or your emailing or your blogs, I say keep to the 80-20 rule, which means 80% of the time you're offering something of value to your customers, which is like giving them, a free slice of an orange when you go into the supermarket, and now all of a sudden they say, oh, wow, that was a great orange. So you're just giving them a taste of who you are. And then only 20% of the time talk about yourself or make offers or talk about your company.
Cool. Well, this won't be the last time we talk about Infusionsoft, I'm sure. But it's a terrific product. It's definitely in that small business segment space. So. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we'd like to do is just talk about some reading. And going back to the startup idea that we came up with today, that exact moment, one of the books that I read when I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I wasn't quite sure how to do it, was a book called The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. This is a 2011 book. And one of the major, major takeaways, and I probably should have reread it before I actually started my business, was the concept of the MVP, or minimum viable product, which is just, you invest it's a lot to it, but certainly from a cash flow standpoint, you put the minimum amount of money, minimum amount of time into this thing that produces a product that somebody will pay for, is the concept. And you know, if I went back and reread Eric Ries's book, I might not have made some of the early investments that I made. So it's a great blueprint for that moment when you are ready to start. Or, you know, a good read, you know, a month before you start to give you some framework. And I was also excited to see that Eric Ries has a new book that's coming out, or maybe it has come out already in 17, called The Startup Way. And so I have to run to my bookstore or just hit it up on Audible and check out his. So I highly recommend that that to you. I don't know what the second one is about, but the first one was almost like the Bible to me when I was starting up.
I'm going to have to check that out.
For sure. So anything else? Any other closing remarks?
No. I mean, I guess I would say for those of you thinking of starting a business, you know,
do it.
Do a little soul searching and see, you know, try and look within yourself if that's what you really want to do and that's what you're passionate about. And then I'd say if you have that inside of you that, you know, if you feel it's the right time, just go for it.
Yeah, and that's 100% right. Yeah. Make sure you're passionate about it because this is going to be your life. And it takes a year and sometimes more and sometimes less, but you need to be passionate about it.
Yeah.
No question. Mm-hmm. And like you said, soul searching, check with your friends and family, and make sure your wife or significant other is on board
because
it's going to take a toll potentially on your relationship over that period of time. But if you think it's in you, go do it.
Yeah.
So, all right. This is Big Idea Small Business. We're live at Rice University. We hope you'll join us next week. And thanks for coming along.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Go close some business.
All right. I'll see you. Right. Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've
found. Thanks for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Please visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.